we are back. And by the way, this is exciting stuff because, you know, on radio, we talk into a microphone. But when we are viewed via a camera, that's when yours truly kind of has to put the gel on and to wear a nice little eye sock, which I am. But it's for a good cause, ladies and gentlemen, because I always love having our next guest on, Bernard Macias. I mean, what a job he does as ARF's Associate State Director for Long Island. And the work in the community and everything else involving enrollment, this period we're in right now in this state. And listen, it's all about information and everything else regarding ARF. It's great to see everybody and great to have our guest on in the great Bernard Macias. What a job he does. Good morning, my friends. But now I can correlate the face and the voice.
There you go.
A very handsome man, I might add.
All right. Good morning, Jay. Thank you for having me back on your show today.
It is fantastic.
Thank you.
It's all about information. We've got a large community, as we know, of those 50 and up. And ARP folks, it's all about ARP getting it together, strengthening communities, what an advocate they are, for what matters most to families, and really focusing, Bernie, on health security, financial stability, and of course, overall personal fulfillment. So we thank you for that. Now let's get to a couple of things because, you know, we're talking ACT and everything else, this American Rescue Plan, ACT, enacted by this present administration in March, advocated, by the way, by ARP, and there is a new ACA COVID-19 special enrollment period and expanded tax credits, Bernie, right? And that's to get health coverage. Can you expand on that a little bit more?
Sure. So, you know, you mentioned a little bit about our work in the area of health security. So the Affordable Care Act, ACA, lowered health care costs and increased coverage for millions of Americans, and recently enacted this American Rescue Plan, which increased money-saving tax credits for insurance premiums and expanded the number of households that actually qualify for them now. So if you've lost your health insurance during the pandemic, or you've just been not been able to pay for coverage in the past, right, it's time to take another look at the Affordable Care Act. You don't have to wait for the law's annual open enrollment, right, like in previous years or in other states. So in New York State alone, the special enrollment period is ongoing, and it's going to actually continue to the end of the year, December 31st, 2021. So don't wait. We're encouraging everyone here at AARP to look into this now and see if you can save some money.
It's all about saving money. And the main thing is get under this type of stuff because it's so important. Bernie, I was just thinking, what happens if you're already enrolled in a plan in the ACA marketplace? What happens in that regard, my friend?
So even if people who already have a marketplace plan and might want to take another look and see if they can get a better deal under the new rules, the federal exchange allows for that, right? So and so do many other state exchanges, including that of New York. You're able to save money on premiums. If you have health coverage through ACA Marketplace plan, you will pay no more than 8.5% of your income on premiums for the next 2 years.
Interesting. That's good to know. Bernie Macias with us. Everything you need to know regarding ARP, it's so important here. And, you know, it's interesting because we all know ARP as a group. They're fighters for those 50 and older. But many, Bernie, I was thinking, might be unaware of your support and that the American Rescue Plan. What can you tell us about that whole situation?
Sure. AARP supported the law because it expanded that health care coverage for people 50 plus and provided financial assistance to those who can't afford it and qualify for help. We believe that no American should be cut off from the opportunity to live a healthy life. And this new financial assistance is especially important for adults ages 50 to 64 who pay more than any other age group for the marketplace coverage and often struggle to afford for the healthcare bills. So while the Affordable Care Act significantly reduced uninsured rates for all adults ages 50 to 64, significant gaps in New York still remain. And the new special enrollment period with expanded premium tax credits is an excellent opportunity to help reduce racial and ethnic coverage disparities, because we know Hispanic Latinos, African Americans, Asian Americans are still among those with the highest uninsured rates.
Got to get everybody involved, no question. Bernie Macias with us, ARP, what you need to know. Very important information, ladies and gentlemen. We are very happy to be on Facebook Live in this segment here. Now, who might be helped, Mr. Macias, by the ACA special enrollment period in New York? You can get into that for a second.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I have a lot of numbers to share. So in New York, 62,000 older adults, which actually represents about 5.4% of those older adults between 50 to 64, could potentially be helped through this new special enrollment period and expanded premium credits. And the remainder are the 153,000 that represents about 4.2% of older adults who are already enrolled in a non-group or individual healthcare insurance market and may actually qualify for new and bigger tax credits will also help lower their premiums. Many people could now pay as little as $0 for their premiums, while others could save up to thousands of dollars a year. The average American with the Marketplace plan can actually save $600 per year with new assistance.
Interesting. That's fantastic stuff. I mean, it's you know, when you think about it, the percentage of older adults who are already enrolled in the non-group or individual in the health insurance market, you're going to qualify. And that for the new or the bigger tax credits, and that, in the end, lowers your premiums. And that's what it's all about. So it's about savings and everything else. One is asking themselves now, wow, this sounds too good to be true. How do I make the initiative? How do I sign up? How do they do that? What's the overall process?
Absolutely. Right. Sign up is really important. So you can sign up anytime through the end of 2021 by visiting the New York State ACA Marketplace. You could do that by looking up New York State of Health website at nystateofhealth.ny.gov. Or you can just call the New York State of Health Customer Service Center at 855-355-5777. You can still, you know, enroll or change your ACA Marketplace coverage now through December 31st, 2021. And, you know, AARP is sharing this information on how to sign up for ACA health insurance in New York through our digital platforms. We have our AARP Now app, social media, website. You can visit us at aarp.org/ACANY.
That's great stuff. You have to the end of the year, folks, to get this done. So it's very important, that website, again, nystateofhealth.ny.gov. And again, the call, easy number, put it on the fridge. It's 1-855-355-5777. And again, you can enroll or you can change your ACA Marketplace coverage now through December 31st, 2021. So keep that in mind. That's incredible. Bernie, can't thank you enough now for sharing. Everything is valuable stuff. It really is. That's why we love having you on. How can we learn more, my friend, about ARP, ARP, and your program?
Absolutely. We're online. You can visit us at aarp.org/Long Island. You can also find us on Facebook. You know, like us, follow us at facebook.com/AARP Long Island. You can learn how to participate in free conversations with state leaders, local state leaders who talk about issues like health hazards and scams. You can also find out information about the coronavirus, upcoming virtual events. We have local discounts, volunteer opportunities. We're always looking for volunteers to help us virtually with a lot of the programs that we're working on. And we have much more. So you can visit us. Also, another great way is aarp.org/near you. Thanks so much for having me here, Jay, and have a great day.
You know, like I said, it's always great. I've been talking to Bernard for years, literally years.
Yes, we have.
It's always great to finally, you know, put face to voice. It's always a lot of fun. Bernard Macias, what a job he does, AARP's Associate State Director for Long Island, the great work AARP does in the community. The ACA COVID-19 Special Enrollment Period in New York, it is vital. And again, we'll keep repeating the website, the phone number. We have to the end of the year to get it done, but we will keep at it. And Bernard, I got to tell you, I look forward to doing this again with you. I believe we're going to do this again in July. So very much so look forward to that. And you stay well, stay healthy. You look phenomenal. And if I don't speak to you, have a great 4th of July, which is coming up in a couple of weeks.
Thank you. You too.
We'll talk to you right then and after.
All right.
Beautifully done. Thank you to Jairo. Thank you to Michael for putting everything together. And, of course, the great Bernard.